This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. How many of you guys read your horoscope? I do. I, because it's always right. You know, like something's going on in my life and I'm trying to figure out what to do. You know, do I yell at the kids? Do I not yell at the kids? And I will look up my horoscope and it's like, oh my gosh, it's so enlightening. Do I really believe in astrology? No, I don't. They always seem to get me wrong. So like here's, so here is my horoscope for today. Is it? Yeah, that's for today. The energy in your life today is all centered around action. Oh my gosh, that's me. The time to research, planning, and quote, what if, this is from astrology.com, discussion should come in to end as soon as possible. Oh, so basically they're telling me to poop or get off the pot today. Today, of all days, if I'm making a decision about something, I'm supposed to poop or get off the pot. Well, I was thinking about vegan, going vegan. So, you know what? If I have to make a decision, then it's no. Okay? Don't box me to a corner. There's a big door opening up today. Oh, goody. And it isn't going to open too widely. Oh, so I got to lose some weight. You have to be ready to stick your foot in this door and pry it open wide enough to let you run right through. Okay, have you guys seen my butt? My foot is not going to pry it open. If I need to pry open a door, you know, for my butt to get through, I'm going to probably have to, like, have, I don't know, bulldozers. I had a lot of construction equipment. Not going to happen. On the other side is something you've been working very hard to achieve. And so that's my horoscope today. So what the hell? So I have to lose weight. I have to suck in my stomach and butt. I have to get through a door. And I have to poop or get off the pot. All right. So that's a lot. Okay, that's a tall order for today. That's just too much. That's just too much to do for today. But it's funny because there are a couple things going on that I do have to kind of poop or get off the pot on. Well, so when I look at horoscope, I'm like, well, there's got to be something to health in that. You know, because some people, they really, really believe, you know, they're an Aries or they're a Taurus or they're a Scorpio. And they like, look, I follow the stars. I follow my horoscope. And they're right. So the one thing that's always fascinated me, and I've talked about this on air. I think one of the first years I was on air, we talked about zodiac signs and health, is, you know, if you are a Sagittarius, what are you more afflicted by? So, very interesting here. All right, this comes from, by the way, a lot of these, I'm going to write an article, too, to try to put it together because a lot of the articles differ. But let's say you're Aries. And if you remember, was it the Gregorian calendar? The start of the year was March. Okay? We only changed our calendar recently to, you know, because of winter, adding January, February. But the original calendar started in March as the head. So Aries, right, ended up starting out the year, March 21st to April 19th. They say people with Aries at the head of the year are more afflicted to headaches. Now, I don't know. I don't know a lot of people born between March and April, and I don't know if they get a headache a lot. Problem is if I ask, they go, you're giving me a headache. I mean, all my friends go, I'm giving them a headache. So I can't really, you know, judge on that. But they say if you're Aries, you're also hot-headed. So anything that has to do with a head, all right, you might be afflicted with. All right? They also want you to deal with your emotions better. That's what they recommend. Now, this is according to Bustle, And I'm just looking at one of the sources. Taurus. If you're a Taurus, you're April 20th to May 20. And April 20 to May 20, you're more afflicted with throat or ear infections. Not during that time period, but if you're a Taurus. Now, I dated a Taurus. I don't really remember him having sore throats and sinus issues or whatever. But apparently, Taurus rules the throat chakra, they said. So you always have to have candy, honey, or something to fight throat and ear infections. Any of you guys buy that? I mean, if you buy it, let me know. 1-877-DOCSALLY. Okay, now here I am, Gemini. Okay, so I know me. So Geminis are born between May 21st and June 20th. And I hate, people always go, oh, well, twin personality. You know, I'm the same personality. I'm like, you know, I mean, I don't really know how to be the other. So I never bought that. But they said respiratory issues. They said being a multitasker and overachiever. Now, that is me. I am one multitasking mom and I overachieve. They said could actually pose physical and mental health issues for Gemini. And they say we get lung issues, common cold, shoulder. We might be more afflicted with shoulder type stuff. So I don't really know if I buy that. Shoulders, lungs, arms, and hands. I've had ovary issues, so I don't know. Cancer. Cancer doesn't get cancer. June 21st to July 22nd, people, they're not really big cancer like people think, but they have digestive issues. Now, see, that would be me. I mean, I got irritable bowel and everything else. So they say if you're cancer, you have digestive issues. If you're Leo, all right, you have, cancer also has issues with the breasts and chest. If you're Leo, you're July 23rd to August 21st, you have heart issues, back, spine, and blood. You might have high blood pressure, blocked arteries, irregular heartbeats. I don't know, but Leo, I guess because it's lion, I don't get that. Virgo, supposedly the virgin, they have issues with abdomen and intestines. They also struggle with their weight. They'll either be too high or too low with their weight. Virgos are August 22nd to September 23rd. Libras are September 24th to October 23rd. They have digestive issues. They get diarrhea and constipation. See, I should be a Libra. And they say take it easy on rich foods. Scorpio, October 24th to November 22nd, they're horny. They have issues with their genitals, ovaries, testes, rectum, bladder. Sagittarius has issues with their hips, thighs, sciatic nerves, and vision. Capricorn, bones, knees, teeth, skin, and joints, and the Aquarius, the dawning of Aquarius, circulation, legs, and ankle issues. I don't know whether I buy any of that, but anyway, I gotta go find that door I gotta open. 1-877-DOCSALLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and you're on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a man has killed four people in a stabbing rampage that they say lasted hours. This is according to CNN. Four people were killed in Southern California before officers found his car parked outside a 7-Eleven convenience store and arrested him. I'm looking at the arrest right now. They got him good. But in addition to the people killed, the attacker left two wounded in multiple crime scenes in Garden Grove and Santa Ana. The victims killed included two people at the suspect's apartment complex, a 7-Eleven security guard, and one more person at a Subway restaurant. The suspect was armed with two very large machete-type knives. That's according to Lieutenant Carl Whitney. of the Garden Grove Police Department, and he was very brutal when he attacked his victims. Now, apparently this started yesterday when police received a burglary call after about 4 p.m. Two people said they came home and they found their apartment burglarized. So as officers prepared to respond to that burglary, another call came in about 20 minutes later about a robbery at a bakery in Garden Grove. And cash was taken. The same suspect broke into the apartment and then drove his silver Mercedes to the bakery. He had a Mercedes. From the bakery, I was kind of wondering why he needs money if he has a Mercedes, but maybe he can't pay for the Mercedes. From the bakery, he went back to the apartment, got into an altercation, and then fatally stabbed two people. The suspect lived in the same apartment complex, and it's unclear whether he knew the victims or not. At the time, officers did not know what the apartment and bakery incidents were connected. Then after 6 p.m., officers got a robbery siren alarm at an insurance business at Garden Grove. And the suspect had stabbed a woman at the business, stolen money, and took off. They said this female employee was brave. The guy was armed with knives. She fought as best as she could. But then officers had talked to several witnesses, and they realized it was the same suspect involved in the previous incidents. They set out an alert on his car. Undercover detectives searched parking lots, nearby streets. So basically he would stab and run. And then he stabbed somebody in the back while they were pumping gas. So multiple scenes were going on at the same time. And according to Lieutenant Whitney, he said, I've worked here for 30 years. It's the first time I've ever seen anything like this, where we have a suspect kill four people in one day and attack other people that are just innocent victims. It's pure evil. Now, the woman and the man were hospitalized with serious injuries. There are, four deaths. Apparently, witnesses told officers that the Mercedes was last seen headed towards Santa Ana. And they said the car parked at a 7-Eleven. Suspect came out carrying a knife and a handgun. Police confronted him and arrested him. And yes, this is in California, so there are very strict gun laws. And, you know, investigators discovered he had stabbed the security guard to death and cut out his gun from his belt. So if you can't get a hold of a gun, I guess one way these people do it is they attack somebody who has one and then gets the gun. And I know this is a very, very raw subject for people because these mass shootings are just, they're just devastating. And it's unfathomable that somebody would do that. And I understand why people are calling for getting rid of any weapon. But you can't. And so if somebody is a security guard and is supposed to have a weapon and is supposed to be there to protect somebody, you know, if they don't have a weapon, they're going to find one. That's the moral of this. I mean, unfortunately, this is so tragic, but this tragic story, it's ironic that it comes now while everybody's having the conversation of how do you keep guns away from people? You know, how do you make stricter gun laws? And we're seeing in these states with some of the strictest gun laws, people figuring out how to get a hold of a weapon. Machete-like knives and somebody else's gun. But it sounds like most of the people he killed were with a knife, stabbing him. So then there was a robbery at a Subway restaurant. He killed somebody there. Then he went to the 7-Eleven. So they're not sure what this is. They say the crimes they say have nothing to do with hate or race. They said the suspect is Hispanic and so are most of the victims. He just went in search of cash and suspects to rob. And like I told you, my grandfather was held at gunpoint, robbed in a store he was at. And thank God that was at a time in the 1960s where they would leave. They would take the money and leave. Now people will kill you. I mean, you know, remember when, you know, people would hijack a plane and you still had a chance to live and hopefully be released? No. We're now in a day and age where, you know, people take the plane and just fly into a building. Or they'll take everybody with them. So what we've started to develop is this irregard for life. And, I don't know where humans are changing and why. I mean, true, people have been killing and stabbing and shooting and maiming others, raping for centuries. But it just seems like it's happening more, unless it's just being reported more. I mean, we're in a big country. Our country's huge. We got millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people in this country. And so there are bound to be a lot of cookies, you know, unstable people that want to kill. And so, you know, maybe it's because the news is now so easily accessible, we're hearing about it. But I can't stand when I hear the conversation go the wrong way and go all political. Like, I guess in the news they were talking about Donald Trump going to El Paso. And rather than that be news, they're talking about, oh, well, people refused to meet him. He wasn't welcome. Okay, well, I understand why some people, to them, that's news. But right now, the focus shouldn't be if people like Donald Trump or not. The focus shouldn't be, oh, is this going to help our election? That's the thing. I hate it when I see a tragedy twisted for somebody's gain. I can't stand that. You know, I wanted to be very, 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 very careful when I was talking to people about Nevada Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is the first week of September. And because there's such a blood shortage during the summer, once people are back from vacation and school, we have the states unite to raise blood. And the majority of the states declare blood donation days. Arizona will declare a week. But, you know, we have Utah and Nevada and, you know, New Mexico and New Jersey and all these states kind of, you know, grouped together, Florida, and, you know, try to raise blood. And there was a blood shortage, right? And then in Vegas, we have the October 1 shooting. And I heard that, you know, thank God there was blood on the shelves when we had the October 1 shooting. And, you know, was it because that, you know, more people came out to donate blood in September? Because, and then the blood could be made ready, and usually it's ready in a couple days. But, you know, I try to urge people to donate blood, and we are getting ready for this campaign, but I don't want to bring up any tragedies, you know, because I don't want any campaign to, you know, be successful on the backs of people who, unfortunately, you know, were hurt. But the truth of the matter is these smoking cessation campaigns are based on people who die of lung cancer. You know, these campaigns to raise blood are based on people who are losing blood in accidents. And so, you know, when I see in the news, they, you know, twist this whole El Paso and Dayton, Ohio tragedy of people being, you know, gunned down to, you know, let's twist it against our current president, or let's twist it against current gun laws. I get very, very nervous about that. And, I mean, what we need to be talking about is we have crazy, crazy, very crazy, deadly people out there that have no problem walking into a Subway or walking into a 7-Eleven or walking into a bank and killing you. And you need to go to a Subway. You need to go to a bank. You know how many times I've walked into a 7-Eleven? And so to think that on a beautiful day, it could be your last because we have somebody out there that's kooky, that's what we need to be addressing. And no, because everybody has to have some other gain. You know, in order to kind of do something and, you know, spend time on something charitable, they have to have, you know, another gain, unfortunately, a lot of people. And so, you know, twisting this for political gain, no. If we are seeing attacks that happen, you know, in states that take pride in, you know, gun-free zones, let's look at the numbers. Are gun, you know, related deaths down? Are they up? Are people still, you know, getting weapons? Are they using other weapons? This is the conversation we should be having, not whether somebody wanted to meet Trump or not. 1-877-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place.
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's being called the largest one-day, one-state immigration raid in the history of the United States. ICE officials taking hundreds of undocumented immigrants into custody in the Jackson, Mississippi area yesterday. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst is with the Southern District of Mississippi.
Strong interior enforcement is essential to enter any border security strategy. You cannot have one without the other.
At least 680 illegal immigrants taken into custody. Amnesty International is out with travel warnings concerning the United States, the organization telling people around the world to use extreme caution when traveling in America because of what it calls rampant gun violence. It says it's so prevalent in the U.S. that it amounts to a human rights crisis. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you guys are switching to a plant-based diet. You're like, I'm going to be on a plant-based diet. And just saying it makes you feel good, right? Because we know we under-eat our vegetables. We do. We under-eat them. You know, I told you, when I go to a restaurant, if I see a salad, it's $13. And I know the lettuce. I've seen the lettuce. It's the same lettuce I could get at Sam's Club or Costco, right, for a tenth the price. I'm not going to spend that kind of money. So if I'm going out to eat, I'm not going to get a salad. And you hear of a lot of reports that men a lot of times won't eat salads because it just doesn't look as manly, you know? A lot of men are like, I'm going to order steak, I'm going to order some meat, some beef, you know, and, you know, and I have a little delicate salad with the salad fork. That's what it is. It's the salad fork. I don't know who the hell came up with the salad fork. I like using the big fork for my salad. And I will grab pieces of the salad. I mean, I will just stab the crispy lettuce with my fork. It has to be a big fork. And then I will shove a burger-sized amount of lettuce in my mouth. Now, that's how you eat a salad. And, no, somebody came up with a salad fork, and then you very delicately cut your salad into pieces, and you're like, what the hell are you doing there? So, yeah, I don't know. But a lot of you guys are going, I'm going to eat a plant-based diet. Well, studies are saying that it might be linked to better heart health. This came out of the American Heart Association yesterday. They said eating mostly plant-based foods and fewer animal-based foods may be linked to better heart health and lower risk of dying from heart attack. Well, duh. Lower risk of dying of stroke and lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. So that's in the Journal of the American Heart Association, the Open Access Journal of the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. So what does that mean? That means this is a pretty big, well, you know, supported study. So according to Casey Rebholz, PhD, he said, while you don't have to give up foods derived from animals, sorry about that, someone's calling, our study does suggest that eating a larger proportion of plant-based foods and a smaller proportion of animal-based foods can help reduce your risk of heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular disease. So basically what they did is they looked at a database of food intake information from more than 10,000 middle-aged U.S. adults who were monitored from 1987 through 2016 and did not have cardiovascular disease at the start of the study. Then they categorized the participants' eating patterns by the proportion of plant-based foods they ate versus animal-based foods. Look, researchers live exciting lives. Yep. People who ate the most plant-based foods overall had 16% lower risk of heart disease, 32% lower risk of dying from it, 25% lower risk from any cause. All right, so this is just a whole big fancy way of saying we got to eat more vegetables, nuts, whole grains, fruits, legumes, and fewer animal-based food. And again, if you go back to how our body is built, all right, we in the olden days hunted and gathered. If we were lucky, we'd catch a zebra or catch a buffalo or catch some fish. So we ate meat, but killing animals and finding animals wasn't that easy. So the majority of our diet was still plant-based. That's kind of what our bodies are, you know, more prone to. Now, prior studies have shown the heart health benefits of plant-based diets in specific populations like vegetarians or Seventh-day Adventists who eat mostly a vegan diet. Future research. Tell me something. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is Chick-fil-A owned? Somebody said Chick-fil-A was owned by Seventh-day Adventists, and that's why they're closed on Sunday. Hold on a second. I want to look that up because I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A. Hold on a second. Chick-fil-A, I have to type when I talk, Chick-fil-A owned by, let me see. I have to double check that because 8 brands with religious affiliations. I don't know. You know what? Let me look it up and get back to you guys because they say Chick-fil-A is Southern Baptist, and that's why they're closed on Sundays. Does that make sense? Okay, well, that would make more sense if Seventh-day Adventists are more vegetarian. Yeah, honestly, guys, I'm still learning about all the religions and all that. You know, it's interesting, you know, in Judaism, in Orthodox Judaism, we're supposed to, you know, keep kosher. We're not supposed to mix milk and meat. If so, there's supposed to be, I think, a 4-hour delay if you have meat before you eat cheese, but if you eat dairy and cheese, there's a 2-hour window before you can eat meat because of digestion. So there's all these rules of kashrut. And I notice a lot of Orthodox Jews say, to hell with it, I'm just going to do a plant-based diet. Because if you do a plant-based diet, you really don't violate a lot of the rules. You know, because some people are like, oh, I want chicken salad. Apparently you're not supposed to have chicken salad because you're mixing chicken with mayonnaise and things like that, and I don't really see how that's bad. I don't see how that's against kosher, because the whole purpose behind kosher is you're not supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk. Out of respect for mama cow, you don't kill her baby, right? And then, while eating her baby, drink her milk. It's a respect issue. So that's why we don't mix the two. But chickens, we don't really milk a chicken, which is why I think chicken is okay. It's very interesting because Jews are kind of divided on that. Some people will eat chicken, and some people will eat fish. But for the most part, you're not supposed to. So anyway, back to this. The American Heart Association recommends that eating a mostly plant-based diet, rich in nutrition, low in added sugars, low in salt, low in cholesterol, low in trans fats. So they say French fries or cauliflower pizza with cheese are plant-based, but are low in nutritional value and are loaded with salt. Oh, okay, because that's what I was going to say. I was going to say plant-based diet, I'll eat a bunch of French fries. But no. Or tater tots. No, won't work. Now, Burger King, apparently, is trying to get in on this new, you know, wave of plant-based and, you know, we're going to be, you know, vegetarian or vegan. And so Burger King has this Impossible Whopper. We've talked about this. It's a meatless burger. And according to the chain's website, it's 0% beef. It's called the Impossible Whopper. People are really excited to try this. But here's the problem. It's made in the same broiler where they cook the other restaurant's beef and chicken. So many vegetarians and vegans, or, you know, people who keep kosher or whatever, you can't cook food in something else that touches, you know, animal fat and all that. So, apparently now the Whopper is getting criticized because it was impossible. You can't cook it in a setting where there's animal fat and meat. Well, that's easy. You just have to build a separate kitchen. You just have to build a separate grill or just use a separate grill for that. The only problem is if somebody gets lazy, you know, again, what, you know, it's very interesting. You really have to be very obsessive about it. You know, a lot of my family and, you know, people I know and friends who keep kosher, I mean, it's a religion. You have to have separate knives, separate forks, separate cooking areas, separate sinks. I mean, it is a full, you have to have everything separate. And, you know, for those of us who are a little bit half-assed kind of on things, doesn't work. You know, I tried. Yeah, I did. And, you know, it's why I'm not as religious as I'd like to be. But to me, religion, I mean, anybody that you know, sticks to the Bible by the book, I commend them for that. But to me, I think you could also be religious with your relationship with God. You know, so that's how I kind of make it through the day. That's how I justify things. But this Impossible Whopper is made of mostly soy protein, potato protein, coconut oil, sunflower oil, and heme. But if it's been exposed to meat or non-vegan products, people can't eat it. So apparently Burger King, representative for Burger King, said guests may ask for the Impossible Patty to be prepared in the oven. So, for those of you guys that are really going through all that, I don't even know how much it's going to cost. Is it going to be $7? Oh, the meal is $7. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you guys know that I guess the world's record in holding your breath underwater, I believe, or just holding your breath in general, is 24 minutes and 3.45 seconds. 24 minutes. It's the current world record for breath holding. It's held by Alex Segura Vendrell of Spain. Now, Segura, he's a professional free diver and trained extensively. But for the average person, we can only go about a minute. Basically, holding your breath, Fox News talks about this, is interesting. It's called voluntary apnea. You know how we talk about sleep apnea, where you stop breathing? Apnea means you're not breathing. A is like without. Pnea is breathing. Like dyspnea means difficulty breathing or poor breathing. Apnea is, tachypnea is fast breathing. So apnea means you're just not breathing. So sleep apnea is where while you're asleep, you stop breathing. There's obstructive sleep apnea, where your big tonsils or your tongue prevents you to breathe in your sleep, like when you're lying on your back. And then there's central sleep apnea, where something happens with your respiratory drive when you sleep, and you stop breathing in your sleep. But this is voluntary, where you're just choosing to hold your breath. And apparently, it's starting to be more of a sport. Professional divers and competitors train by taking deep breaths before submerging themselves. They hold a big breath before going underwater, and a diver is able to push the carbon dioxide out of his or her body. And that kind of takes away the body's natural reaction to come up for air. So you take a big, deep breath, and then you go underwater. Sounds stupid to me. But according to the Canadian Red Cross, most healthy adults can comfortably hold their breath for about 1 to 2 minutes. Anything beyond that is not safe. It's dangerous. It should be avoided and could put you at risk for drowning, even if you're just in shallow water. In fact, lifeguards hate it when kids go, let's see who could be underwater the longest. Well, why? Because you're underwater, you start getting dizzy. If you pass out, you're underwater. I mean, it's not the smartest place to be. Because everyone's like, well, you know, if you hold your breath, you'll eventually start breathing again. Yeah, so then be where there's air and not when there's water. So Fox News kind of breaks down what happens to you when you hold your breath. Without fresh oxygen coming to our bodies, the oxygen saturation level of blood goes down. So you start losing oxygen in the blood, right? Because your blood is pumping, your heart's still pumping, and the heart pumps the blood to the organs. The organs take whatever oxygen it needs. The blood goes back to the lungs. We talked about that. It goes through the right atrium, down to the right ventricle, gets pumped into the lungs. The lungs are supposed to have nice, rich air and oxygen for the blood to pull from. Then the oxygenated blood goes back into the left atrium, left ventricle, and then the left ventricle, one of the most important ventricles in the body, pumps, and the blood goes out through the aorta and then gets dispersed throughout the body. Comes back through veins, deoxygenated, back up to the right atrium, then right ventricle, and that's the cycle. That's the circuit. It's a circuit. So if there's no oxygen being exchanged in the lungs, that blood goes to the lungs and it doesn't get oxygen. So your brain uses kind of the most amount of blood oxygen. So the brain doesn't have a really good strong threshold of when it becomes hypoxic. So you start getting confused, you won't make good decisions, and you'll lose coordination. Oh, hey. Yeah, like I feel now. Now, carbon dioxide levels, those start to go up, right? Because we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out as a byproduct carbon dioxide. So your carbon dioxide levels go up. Our bodies release carbon dioxide when we exhale. So we don't have buildup. We get rid of the carbon dioxide. But you're holding your breath. So you're not exhaling. So it starts to build up. So as this carbon dioxide buildup, you get this drive, this stimulus to try and breathe. If you're underwater, that's a problem. There was a study with the European Journal of Applied Physiology. and have found that when divers intentionally hyperventilate or exercise before going underwater, their carbon dioxide levels are slower to go up, so then that can actually put the diver at risk of passing out before feeling the need to come up for air. So basically, if you need that carbon dioxide to remind you to breathe, to give you that drive to breathe. And unfortunately, low levels can mess you up too. Then you're at risk for brain damage. There's a study in the Journal of Applied Physiology found that when divers held their breath for extended periods of time, they had higher levels of the protein S100B in their bloodstream. This protein is a marker for brain damage. And increased levels may be just temporary, but long-term could be a problem. And they say the results indicate that prolonged voluntary apnea affects the integrity of the central nervous system, and it can have cumulative effects. So what it means is, if you're regular breath holders, you know, and you're a regular diver, but see, okay, divers, I'm not talking about like scuba divers. Scuba divers have oxygen tanks. But we're probably talking about diving off diving boards where you jump off and you're in the water for an extended period of time. That cumulatively could cause a problem. So then we looked at coordination. There was a study in the Journal of Applied Physiology that found divers had higher levels of lactate in their blood while holding their breath. Now, lactic acid builds up in our muscles. So when you have a long run or intense workout, you get cramping, soreness, loss of coordination. So if you see that increase in the bloodstream, that means your muscles aren't recuperating and aren't getting enough oxygen. Then your blood sugar goes up. Holding your breath for too long makes your blood sugar go up. Why? Because your epinephrine is kicking in. And epinephrine is kind of triggered to glucagon, and glucagon makes sugar. So we're not entirely sure, but maybe the body is just trying to save you and making sure your brain has enough sugar to feed on. Then your heart rate starts to slow. So whenever, you know, somebody's been screwing around and underwater and you're like, okay, I want to know what the hell's going on. How is he or she? What you do is you want to check their pulse. If their heart rate is down, well, that's a problem. They say 30 seconds of breath holding could lead to a lowered heart rate and lower cardiac output. So some people will say, Dr. Dye, this is great. I got a CDL. I got a driver's physical. And if my blood pressure is up, I don't pass. So why don't I hold my breath? No. Because your blood pressure goes up. If your heart rate goes down and your body's not getting enough oxygen, immediately it's going to start increasing your blood pressure to make sure that the brain and everybody gets good flow. So blood vessels start to constrict, and then you can pass out. According to experts at Emory University, when children hold their breath underwater, the pressure in their chest causes their blood vessels to cut off blood flow to the right side of the heart. When this happens, the heart can't pump blood, and then you have the reflex to faint. Adults also can pass out. You know, a lot of people, they, you know, with, what is it, autoerotic asphyxiation, where they hold their breath. Didn't somebody die? There was somebody, I think, who just died, who was strangling himself while masturbating. And apparently the asphyxiation is supposed to make things more euphoric. I just don't understand. I think sex is as euphoric as it could be, but I guess people want to, you know, increase the, I don't know, ability to be more euphoric. And so I think he wasn't able to loosen after he finished what he finished because he passed out. He wasn't able to loosen the noose around his neck. So, you know, when it comes to playing around with your breath, there's a lot of breath-holding games. There's a lot of challenges where kids challenge each other who can hold their breath the longest. Oh, I was a stupid kid, too. I was just as stupid. Me and my friends would sit there and, you know, hold a breath. We were stupid. It's stupid. Don't do it. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.